Governor Mark Gordon has appointed the other top four elected officials in the state to explore some challenges facing Wyoming and try and find solutions. One interesting committee chaired by State Auditor Christy Racines is looking at the business and financial sector as Wyoming faces a devastating downturn. As we started the interview, I mentioned to her that many business owners right now are scared.
That's very justified. I mean, different businesses are impacted differently, and their strengths going into this situation will play some into how they weather the storm. But I think I can comfortably say that no one's going to come out of this unscathed. This is no one's going to be held harmless from this situation. And again, it's impacting different businesses differently, and they're having different needs immediately. And our business owners they kind of have a double whammy here. They're very much concerned about their own families and their own welfare and their health and whatnot. But what I'm really hearing from businesses from a triage standpoint is they're really worried about their employees. They don't have any choice and haven't had any choice in some situations but to lay off folks, and they know their employees, and they know that will cripple some folks financially and affect their abilities to provide for their families or pay their rent.
One of the things that I was talking to a local business owner in Laramie just a little bit about this, and the ability for businesses to diversify more. We all talk about ourselves, but in our investing or whatever it might be. But for businesses to do more than just maybe one thing or two things, is that something that might come out of this that might help people going forward?
I think so. I think that is a possibility, and we're seeing some really creative solutions and ideas that are sort of being born from this. One of them that I'm sure you've heard about is there's an effort to turn our state distilleries. There's at least five that are participating. They're repurposing their workforce and equipment and abilities into manufacturing hand sanitizer and then distributing it to those in need in their communities, because, as you know, you can't procure hand sanitizer at the moment. So that's a really, really neat. Again, I don't want to say it's hard to say that positive things are coming out of this, but it's certainly a bright spot of some ingenuity and folks working together.
Are you getting any good ideas that might allow people to kind of keep their heads at least near the top of the water?
Yeah, so I'll talk about a few of the things we're working on, and I just want to clarify that nothing's done until it's done. Some of the things we're looking at and working on is eliminating the waiting period for unemployment. You know, currently, if you lose your job, there's a waiting period for that. And I think we all know why folks are losing their job now. So we're looking at eliminating that. We're also looking at some creative ways to match up employees or workers who have just lost their job and businesses who are actually ramping up and need extra help, and identifying both of those classes and then sort of connecting those. Because you think about, I'm guessing you may have noticed as you venture out, once a week or whatever to go to your grocery store, they're trying to hire folks to help stock and to help clean. And there's certain, while it's not the majority, there are certain businesses in the community that are scrambling to get extra folks on board to help with the response and to help with supply chain. So we're looking at matching those up. You've probably heard as well that the Small Business Administration loans through the federal government, all Wyoming counties businesses are now eligible to apply for those loans. Now, that doesn't mean that's the best solution for everyone, and it may not be. So we're really encouraging businesses to give their local banker a call first and work out solutions with those. Our local banks and credit unions are being phenomenal. And as far as helping people out with payments and just offering a little flexibility there or loans if necessary, You know, the other role I see us playing, and this doesn't sound very exciting or sexy, but we really need to become an information hub for both businesses and workers that are looking for solutions. So if you're a small business in Casper, or if you're running a small business on Thermopolis Main Street, you know, you're having so many things come at you right now, and you have so many buckets of problems. You're worried about your health. You're worried about your family's health. You're worried about your employees. You're worried about your ability to pay your mortgage on your building or pay your rent. You're worried about your employees' ability to pay. You know, there's so many things coming at you. And so if we can simplify some of these resources so you know which tree to bark up, that's, to me, that would be very helpful.
Christy, in the final minute we have here, I'm almost afraid to ask you this question, but what does the revenue sheet look like right now as we look at paying cities and counties and all the things we have to pay for?
Wow. You know, at the moment, I mean, we're towards the end of a biennium, and we have reserves, and all state agencies are operating you know, out of their existing budgets, and that's going fine. What it looks like 3 months or 6 months or a year from now, I think that's a question to be answered. And I think it depends on so many factors. And I know that's a wishy-washy politician answer, but obviously what's going on with oil is exacerbating whatever economic impact this will have substantially to Wyoming. So I think some of that will remain to be seen. But I think it will be a different world budget-wise, maybe in a couple months, that we have to sort out and figure out what we need to do.
We'll check in with you later. Christy Racinas, your state auditor, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Bob. Have a great one.